The next patient is Jerry Cossey. The last name is C-A-U-S-E-Y. This is the clinical case of an 83-year-old white male who is referred to the practice by Miss Brittany King. Brittany is B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y. Last name King, K-A-N-G. PA-C for evaluation of the kidney function. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension, BPH, vitamin D deficiency, and he says that when he was little, he had the diagnosis of Bright's disease. Bright is B-R-I-G-H apostrophe. Bright is B-R-I-G-H-T apostrophe S. We have the opportunity to review the referral. And in the referral, we find that the patient has a creatinine of 1.2, a BUN of 16, and an estimated GFR that is oscillated between 63 and 57 mLs per minute. The albumin is 4.9, and the globulin is 2.0. The total protein is 6.2, which is with a normal range. The liver function tests are with the normal limits. In the urinalysis, there is no evidence of proteinuria. There is no activity in the urinary sediment. The patient has CKD2, that is probably adequate kidney function for somebody that is 83 years old, that survived a plane crash accident when he was in the early 20s, and that has been functioning well. Number two, the patient has a hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 160 over 72. He says that at home he gets better readings. In the 130s, following number BPH without any history of urinary tract infections or difficulty urinating. And he recently lost significant amount of weight while they were working on his dental health. The BMI is 22.5, and he's advised to gain 5 more pounds and stay in that weight. Paragraph, I want to thank Mrs. King for the kind referral. If she considers that I should follow the patient later on, I will be more than happy to do so. I spend 15 minutes reviewing the referral, 20 minutes with the patient face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.